welcome to this edition of Money Life from Crown Financial Ministries. Dave Ball here along with Crown CEO Chuck Bentley. And Chuck, in just a moment, we'll introduce our audience to Jamie McMinn. And Jamie and her family live in Alabama. And her story is one that I think will certainly resonate with our audience, and it may resonate more with guys than it does with the ladies.
Well, hiding debt from your husband is a common problem in a marriage, especially one that gets started with two totally different philosophies about money, which you're going to hear happen
right
in Jamie's case. And some people refer to this as financial infidelity. And it is a serious problem in a marriage and can oftentimes ruin a marriage. But you're going to hear the hope that came through handling a very difficult situation God's way. I can't wait for our listeners to hear Jamie's story.
Well, Chuck, I know our audience is going to love Jamie. She is a very bubbly person, and I can't wait for them to get to meet her. In prep for today's program, however, you ran across an interesting stat that explains a little bit about the state of finances in American couples today.
Yes, Pew Research Center did a study of who makes the decisions in the home, the man or the woman. They ask who decides what you're going to do on the weekend. Who manages the household finances? Who makes the decision on big purchases in your home? And who most often decides what to watch on television? And the results were very interesting. 43% of the couples said that the woman most often makes those decisions. 26% said that the man most often makes those decisions. And 31% said that they split the decision-making equally. And that's the answer I vote for, because God gives each of us different sets of skills, different insights, different perspectives, and unique wisdom. So in a relationship where you're not on the same page, Dave, I believe it's right and appropriate biblically to respect each other's opinion, to both submit to the Lord and then mutually submit to each other. And if one is stronger than the other in that particular area, by all means, look to them and give them the right to make decisions. But you see, often in a marriage, when it's either my way or the highway, that couples split over decision-making and they cannot get on the same page. And today's story is going to reinforce the importance of being on the same page under God's leadership between husband and wife.
Well, in just a moment, we'll introduce you to our guest today, Jamie McMinn. You're listening to Money Life from Crown Financial Ministries. We'll take a short break and be right back.
Want to learn how to make and manage money God's way, but you don't have time to read a book or participate in a Bible study? Then check out The Journey to True Financial Freedom, a live seminar presented by Crown Financial Ministries. It's fast-paced and life-changing. Invest just one day of your time in a Journey to True Financial Freedom seminar, and you can learn God's financial principles and practical ways to apply them for a lifetime. A trained instructor will teach you how to set priorities, develop a spending plan, eliminate debt, and more. You'll gain a deeper understanding of stewardship and faithfulness. If you're interested in attending a Journey to True Financial Freedom seminar, go to crown.org to find one in your area, or call 1-800-722-1976 and ask one of our friendly consultants to locate one for you. That's 800-722-1976 or online at crown.org.
Welcome back to Money Life. I'm Chuck Bentley, and our guest today is Jamie McMinn of Fort Payne, Alabama. Jamie, you listen on WMBW out of Chattanooga, Tennessee, and you've been a part of this broadcast for a long time, and you have an incredible testimony to share with us today. Welcome to Money Life.
Thanks.
Jamie, I know you've been married to Patrick since 1991. Tell us a little bit about your family.
Well, we have been married since 91. We both come from Christian homes. And we have a son, Mason, who's actually a senior here this year. And plan to attend college and hopefully go into some kind of sports medicine. His goal is the Dallas Cowboys, wants to work, be some kind of sports trainer for the Dallas Cowboys. So Patrick is one of our pastors at our church that we attend. And I work for a local delivery company here in town, as well as the Purpose Center and Life Christian School, which was two, a daycare and a Christian school that started out of our church.
Well, Jamie, I know many people are going to relate to your story because you and Patrick were not on the same page when you got married in regard to money. Tell me some of the challenges that you faced when you first got married and you started trying to get on the same page with money.
Well, Patrick has always had, always said, you know, I'll never have a credit card. And he's always been a full believer. If you don't have the money to pay for it, we don't get it. You do without, or you just save up until you have it. And
by the way, I agree with that policy, Jamie, and apparently you didn't. Is that right?
I did not. I was like, do what? No way, Jose. I always thought, you know, I've always been a worker. I come from a family of hard workers, and I knew the option was going to be, you know, for me to work. I think it's great for the stay-at-home moms that want to stay at home, but I've never, you know, I did get to stay at home with our son when he was young, but I've never really had that desire. I always wanted to go out and make a difference in somebody's life. So I knew I was always going to have a job, so I always had credit card debt, and it just kept accumulating over the years and without my husband knowing.
Yeah, okay, so there's the big difference. First of all, you not only believed in debt, but Patrick didn't, but you decided that you would have debt and not tell him. Is that right?
Correct.
And that started back in 1991. And tell us a little bit about your journey. It started small, and then where did it finally go to?
It did. It started out very small. Actually, when we got married, I had about $800 in credit card debt. And when Patrick found out, because he is such the saver that he is, he had enough coins under our bed, and so he said, you know what, Jamie, we're going to roll up this money, and we're going to go pay off this credit card debt. And I was like, okay, but of course, you know, and he did. He helped me, but we wrote it up, carried it to the bank. We paid off that credit card debt, and we had no bills. We bought just a mobile home when we first got married, and so it was paid for, and so I started wanting probably what any wife would want. I wanted a permanent home, not just to live in a mobile home, because there were so many things that started going wrong because it was an older model. And so I continued to nag at my husband and say, you know, well, I want this or I want that. And, again, very sweet and merciful person that he is, he'd say, well, you know, we just need to wait. You know, we need to put back money. We need to save up, you know, for a house. And of course, I just laughed that off. I thought, there's no way I'm going to be able to save any money for a house. So I continued to nag, and then he finally gave in, and we bought a house. And then that's when probably it really got to me, because by this time, this was about 10 years down the road, and I had accumulated probably around $20,000 in credit card debt at this time.
So he doesn't know about that credit card debt, does he?
He did not, and even I had about 8 credit cards, and 2 of those was in his name. One of them was maxed out at $15,000, and one was maxed out at probably $8,000 that he had no clue about that I knew I had to come clean with. And so I had one credit card that I thought I could use just basically to buy me time with, and I would use that extra credit card just to make the payments on the previous credit cards that I had. And
yeah, so Jamie, you're actually juggling your credit cards at this point. You're moving the debt from one to the other, and you didn't have enough on your own credit line that you actually went and opened accounts in your husband's name. So you're really in a pretty deep bind, and you're $20,000 now into the hole. At what point did you realize you're in deep trouble and you needed to talk to Patrick about this?
Well, I was listening to Larry Burkett one day on the radio, and I listened to him faithfully every day, and I know everybody probably misses him, but I was sitting there listening to the radio waiting to pick my son up from school, and he said the average American spends more money on credit card interest rates a month than they tithe, and I've always been a big tither, and I was like, there is no way. So I said, first thing I did, I went home, I pulled out the credit card bills, and I looked at them, and sure enough, I was spending way more than I was tithing. I thought, okay, this has got to stop. There is no way that, you know, all of my selfish ways, you know, has just I didn't realize how much it had offended me giving to further God's kingdom, and that really bothered me.
Well, you had to be very, very afraid of actually having this talk with Patrick. I know many people listening right now can identify with what happened. You had different philosophies of money. You were not on the same page. I get so many emails from families, couples just like this. But you had gone beyond just disagreeing. You were now in a financial bind. You had deceived your husband for over 12 years, and you want to do something about it. Tell us about that moment when you decided you were going to speak the truth to your husband. What happened?
Well, I had been getting convicted, like I said, through Crown Radio, and of course through our pastor. He had started preaching on the unity in family and how, you know, the wife needs to learn to submit. And I've always been a very strong-willed child person. You know, if I need anything, I do it myself. I don't need your help. That was just the way God created me. So I realized that I could not tackle this big event that I had gotten ourselves into on my own, and I knew I was going to have to confess, because that was one thing God kept speaking to me, is you've got to come clean with this. You know, you're not going to get out of this. I'm not going to relieve you of all this debt until you come clean with your husband.
Well, Jamie, I know that had to be a very dramatic moment in your life, and I know our listeners are going to want to hear the rest of this story when we come back.
Well, if you'd like to hear this program again, you can do that by going online at crown.org. And while you're there, you can sign up for the Money Life podcast. It's free, and it only takes a few minutes. Again, that's all at crown.org. We'll be right back with more Money Life right after this.
The price of higher education has skyrocketed. According to a recent Gallup survey, families spend almost $15,000 per student per year of college, and many students often spend years just trying to decide which degree they need to pursue. Wouldn't it be better to help your child figure out what they need to study before they arrive on campus? You can, with the Career Direct Complete Guidance System from Crown Financial Ministries. Unlike other assessments that only examine one or two areas of career selection, Career Direct analyzes personality, interests, skills, and values. Your child can use it to explore career options and find the one God has uniquely gifted them for. Over 150,000 people of all ages have benefited from Career Direct. Check it out at careerdirectonline.org and get a free personality ID profile. That's careerdirectonline.org.
Welcome back to Money Life. I'm Chuck Bentley. Our guest today is Jamie McMinn. Jamie, when we left off, our listeners are hanging on to exactly what happened. And I want you to be very specific about that day, that exact moment, when you had to tell your husband that for over 12 years that you had been accumulating debt that he did not know about. Tell us exactly what happened.
Well, I got home from work first that day, and I go in and I get all of our credit card receipts out. I get any and everything that we owe for, which is mainly credit card debt and our house payment. And he comes in, and of course I'm just, you know, so nervous, so many butterflies inside my stomach. He walks through the back door, and something you don't want to see after a long, hard day of work is you come in and say, "Honey, sorry, but I got $28,000 of credit card debt." I had everything laid out on the table. I looked at him and I said, "You know, I know either one, you're going to want to divorce me, or you're probably not going to speak to me for a long time." And I was correct. I got the silent treatment for about a good 2 weeks. And I knew he wouldn't divorce me, because divorce is not an option. But he just sat there just looking at all these bills and pieces of paper on our kitchen table.
And if he's like me, he's probably thinking, "I don't have that many coins saved up under the bed. I could bail you out with $800, but not $28,000. Tell us, how did God redeem this crisis? Not only the financial crisis of paying off this mountain of unsecured credit card debt, but also in your marriage. What happened?
Well, we just serve an awesome God. You know, it's really hard to explain. I knew how Patrick was going to react. I knew I would get the silent treatment. And he never once raised his voice. He never once said anything. He was just, I guess kind of, I look back now and I see it as leading kind of the example of probably what God would do. He still continued to love on me. He sat down right away and looked at a budget and started immediately rolling over 0% interest rate, trying to do what he does best, which he is very good at finances and money. And we begin to teach Crown classes in the church, and you know, I just can't explain it. And I guess if you've been through a Crown class or if you've actually seen perform miracles in your life, it was just like within about 6 months after we went through the 10-week course of Crown, God just showered us with a little over $28,000 in money. And I told Patrick, I can't explain this. I said, this has to be the money to pay off this debt with. And so God is an awesome God. And for whatever reason, us to pay off our debt as quickly as he did, and I will always be grateful for that.
Now, Jamie, was that money coming in through your jobs? Or was it coming in through inheritance? I mean, how did $28,000 suddenly appear in 6 months?
I can't explain it. It was part of the job that we were doing, and it was coming in, I'm sure, through that job, but it was like every time we turned around, you know, we were receiving more money, and it was just God's way of providing, and I truly believe that it was because God knew my heart. He knew I was very sorry for what I had done, and I felt so bad for what I had done and how long these lies had been going on in our marriage with our finances. And I think it's just God knowing, you know what, God, I truly know what submission means now. I will submit first to God, first of all, and then, of course, to my husband. And, you know, just to stay focused on the one that's in authority. So,
I've always said that when there's an infection, that the best way to heal it is to shine the light on the infection, to get it out of the darkness and allow the light to heal it. And you brought this terrible problem, this deception, into the light, trusting God would not only deliver you financially, but also restore your marriage. How close are you and Patrick today now that this has been dealt with?
Oh, it totally restored our marriage. It's just like every day it just seems like we continue to grow closer and closer and closer to God and to one another. And it has just truly taken the gout out of our relationship. I know without a shadow of a doubt, regardless of anything that I've done, or, you know, I could go up and say, hon, you know what? I've done this. I probably could have made a better decision, but I know he is, you know, he's going to stand by my side. And it has just really brought us closer together.
Now, Jamie, we don't have much time, but I want you to explain to our listeners who are identifying with the problem that you are having in your marriage and with your finances the importance of being in one of our small group studies so that your mind can be renewed on God's Word. What's your perspective on that?
I am all about Crown. I'm about teaching classes. I'm totally committed to Crown and its principles, and it truly gave me a better understanding. I went in Crown thinking it was going to be a quick fix, and it's God just opens your eyes to really who's control of your money. He is. He's the one that blessed us with our jobs, our abilities, and he's the one that gives us everything that we have. And just to realize that, you know, it's not any job that I've had, it's nothing that I've accomplished, but because of my poor decisions and just being obedient to what God was telling me to do, which was go through Crown. And I'm not going to say he's going to bless you. He chooses not to bless some people. I've seen it in our studies. I can see him, you know, paying off some people's debt really quick and some of it not. So I don't know his plans for everyone's life, but I know in mine he truly blessed me. And as a result of that, you know, I continue to teach Crown. I'm fixing to start in January teaching the ABCs of handling money in our Life Christian School as part of an activity. And I've recently ordered it in Spanish, and we do missions in the Dominican Republic. So I'm fixing to start learning more Spanish, which I have very little knowledge of right now, and to be able to teach that in on mission trips as well. So it's been a wonderful experience for me and my family.
Well, Jamie McMahon, I want to thank you for being so transparent and encouraging every marriage out there today. All the people who are listening, I know, have to be blessed by your willingness to tell where you went wrong and how God restored your finances and your marriage. Thank you for being our guest today.
Thank you. It was an honor being with y'all.
You're listening to Money Life. I'm Chuck Bentley. We'll be right back.
What would you say if I told you that in 10 short weeks you could decrease your debt, increase your savings, and strengthen your relationships while growing spiritually? Sound too good to be true? Well, all of these results are being reported by thousands who have completed the Biblical Financial Study from Crown Financial Ministries. This 10-week study teaches you more than practical principles about managing money. It focuses on the life-changing truth of God's Word. Individuals are being transformed as they learn proven biblical principles and how to apply them to their finances. To find a biblical financial study group in your area, go online to the My Crown section of crown.org. And if there's not a Crown 10-week biblical financial study already planned in your area, consider starting one. To find out how, call 1-800-722-1976 or visit crown.org.
Welcome back to this final segment of Money Life from Crown Financial Ministries. And Chuck, in this last few minutes, give us some takeaways from today's program.
Well, the very first thing that comes to my mind is praise the Lord. This couple could have been a tragic statistic, and God intervened, and through Jamie's courage and Patrick's incredible strength and humility and godliness, this couple survived that crisis to give a God-glorifying testimony. And I just thank the Lord, Dave. There are too many stories of marriages that went through a meltdown over something like this, and they became ashes. And in this case, there was redemption. Beauty came out of those ashes. And I want to thank them for having the willingness to tell the story and to say that it was ugly, but God pulled them through, and to give credit where credit was due. The Lord did that. And then if you're in that situation, I want to talk to you right now. Here's a lesson you should learn, that a problem like this does not get better with time. As Jamie said, she was actually paying down her debt with a credit card. She really wasn't. It was a personal Ponzi scheme. She was just juggling credit cards. It didn't get better with time. Second, be honest and willing to repent. I love what she said. I just came clean. I told the truth. I laid it all out in full view. Third, pray for courage and wisdom. If you need to get right with the Lord and your spouse, ask the Lord to give you the courage and the wisdom of when to do it, how to do it, what to say, and be prepared for a very difficult reaction. And if you receive a difficult reaction, don't react and start a fight. Show respect to the other person who's obviously going to be disappointed. They're going to be surprised. They're going to be angry. Give them space, as Jamie did, to get over it. Don't get mad back. And then finally, they invested in the necessary repairs. They got involved in a Crown class and allowed the Lord to put them on the same page. And, you know, I so respect Patrick in that story, who he was doing many of the right things with money. And he could have easily said, why should I do that? But he said, because I love you and because I want redemption, if that will bring us together, I will do it. And the two of them sought God's way, and their debt was eradicated. But more importantly, their marriage was saved, and they went on to train other people and to use what God taught them to reach out in their own church. In fact, in their church, over $600,000 of debt has been eradicated through their personal ministry of leading Crown classes. That's a remarkable recovery from someone who was once hiding debt.
Well, it certainly is an amazing story, and one that you may want to share with a friend or listen to again. And you can do that very easily by going to crown.org/radio, crown.org/radio, and then look for today's program. And you can pass it on to a friend as well. Well, for Chuck Bentley and the entire staff here at Crown Financial Ministries, this is Dave Ball saying thanks for joining us for this edition of Money Life.